Welcome. I'm Michael Guthman, and this is Marcelo De Barros, and we work on the Bing engineering team. This session is chatbots on Bing.com, and today we're going to talk about how chatbots enhance the Bing search experience and how you can add your custom bots to Bing.com. So let's just do a quick overview of what we're going to cover in this session. We'll lead off with the key takeaways. We will talk a little bit about how chatbots enhance the search experience and do a quick demo. Next, we'll show how you can add your own custom bot to Bing, and then we'll just recap the takeaways again. All right, so let's lead off with our takeaways. Bing is the best place for discovering chatbots. Bot framework bots are directly integrated into Bing search results and whenever they are relevant to the search query. And third, bot framework bots that meet Bing channel requirements are directly launchable on Bing.com and available on any browser. So, why should you put bots in Bing? First, bot discoverability is a problem. And we know this because we've heard this repeatedly from developers that have created bots. They basically are concerned that they spent this time building these bots, but their users don't even know that they exist. So to improve this, Bing has built bot search directly into our search results, both on desktop and mobile. And today we have thousands of bots in our search index, spanning multiple messaging platforms, as you can see here, including Skype, Facebook Messenger, Slack, and Telegram. And we're always adding more bots to our search results. All in all, we believe Bing has the best search experience for finding bots across any messaging platform. Second, sometimes it is easier or more convenient to chat with a bot to get that, you know, important piece of information as opposed to clicking through various web pages or even calling a business. That's a lot of ways how you might get this kind of information, especially if it's outside of that business's hours. So to augment the search experience, Bing will directly integrate bots into your search results to help customers find information faster. For example, say you are searching for a local business. When relevant, we will show you an option to chat with a restaurant's bot. And so you might have actually seen this during the keynote today. This bot will greet you, and you can and it will answer common questions about the restaurant, including things like parking information, menu recommendations, and it'll even help you book a reservation if you want to. And so all in all, we believe this conversational experience creates a more natural experience and makes finding these types of information quicker and easier. Today, we have a bot support for numerous restaurants in Seattle area, and we're bringing more aboard all the time. And we think there's an opportunity to add more bots to more segments and more query types going forward. So let's look at a demo. All right. First, let's look at how Bing helps you find bots. Say I'm planning a trip. I can go to Bing and I can query for travel bots. Here, I see a variety of great bots across Skype, Facebook Messenger, Telegram, and more. And I really like both Expedia and Hipmunk. They have two fantastic bots. So I could directly add one of these bots to my Skype experience. Second, let's look at how Bing has built bots into search results that you can chat with. So I'll flip to my other tab. So let's say that I'm planning a dinner out. I heard about this great restaurant called Purple Cafe from a coworker of mine. I can run a quick query on Bing, and I see the rich answer about Purple Cafe, but I see there's also an option to chat with the restaurant. So I can click the chat button and my chat window will pop up. So this is really cool because I can ask all sorts of questions that might be hard to find on a website. So let's see if they've got free parking. Hopefully it'll work. It sometimes takes a moment. Try it again. Oh no!
You might want to refresh. Oh, there you go.
Oh, there it goes. Sorry. Probably Wi-Fi connectivity or something. Great. I see that they've got a garage. That's what I would have seen. Let's see if they have veggie options. My friend and his wife are both vegetarian, and I'd like to see if there's some tasty veggie options at Purple Cafe. So, I can see that there's different chopped salads, Asian salads, all sorts of tasty things. I think these are tasty. I think those will work great. I could also look at the menu, but sometimes it'd be great if a bot could tell me more about what the restaurant itself might recommend. So I can type in something like top dishes, and in a moment I'll get a visual result that tells me the top dishes about Purple Cafe. We're getting a little connectivity issues here. All right, so that one's not loading. That's okay. I'm gonna move on. Now let's go to the InfoBot. The InfoBot is neat because it can answer all sorts of questions, leveraging top reference sites such as Wikipedia. So let's say that my niece and I are working on a report on Singapore for her geography class. I can run a query for history of Singapore, open up our InfoBot, and I can type in a question like ethnicity. City, there we go, got it. And then what's gonna happen is the context of the query, Singapore history, is getting passed into the bot itself. I think I have a Wi-Fi issue or something. It's not rendering for some reason. There we go. We got a little bit of a slow connection up here. Sorry about that. And so what's interesting is that I didn't say Singapore ethnicity. Singapore as an entity was already understood and passed into the chatbot itself, okay? So the bot knows that I'm referring to the ethnicities of the people of Singapore, and it responds with this rich answer. And the other thing that's interesting is that the chatbot will actually communicate with your Bing search results too. So if I click view more details on Bing, you can see that my page was refined and reloaded with more details about the query that I just entered. So we think these bots are super cool, but what we think is more interesting, and really what we're trying to get to with the crux of this session, is when lots of developers, like all you folks sitting right here with us, contribute their own cool bots to Bing. And with that, I'll hand over to Marcelo.
All right. So last year, we announced the bot framework, and a lot of developers, like yourselves, have been writing bots. Not only on the bot framework, but in other platforms as well. But the problem that we are seeing right now is the discoverability, right? You write your bot, you host on some web server, but it's really hard for users to find your bot. So the problem that we are trying to solve here is to embed the bots that you guys develop into the search results, right? It's to promote the bots to first-class citizens so that the bots are going to be ranked on the search result using the power of search. So,
you can use that.
Let's see. So in the keynote this morning, we introduced Bing as a bot channel, right? Just like other bot channels that are out there, such as Telegram, Skype, and so on, we now have Bing as a bot channel. And that comes as no cost to you developers. If you already have your bot developed using the bot framework, it's gonna take you like few clicks to enable your bot on Bing. So you can write your own custom bot, and you can actually publish that bot to Bing. And we are gonna be using the power of the search of relevance, ranking, triggering, to actually display your bots whenever they are relevant to what the users are looking for. So I have a couple of demos to show you guys. All right, so this is the bot framework, and I have my own bots that I have created. One of the bots is called the Contoso bot, which, as you can see, like these are all the channels that I can publish to, but one of the channels that is showing up now is Bing, right? And with that, all you have to do to publish your bot is to fill out a questionnaire that we have here. And you know, you can test your bot right here using the bot framework. Type something, say hi. And once you finish up this questionnaire and publish to Bing, then we are gonna get that information from you. We are going to run your bot through a certification process, and if your bot passes that certification process, it will actually show up in Bing in the search results. So in this case, for instance, when I search for my test bot, I'm getting this information, which is a link to your bot. And now you can actually chat right here in Bing. There is no need to open a new application to go to any other platform. You can chat right there on the browser itself, right?
Your mouse is over here.
What is the mouse?
Yeah, it's right here.
Now, very few people today are actually, very few users are actually searching for bots. Users don't search for bots yet. Maybe in the future they will, right? But what the users are searching for, they are searching for tasks to complete or sites and so on. So we understand that as well. And because of that, what we're going to be doing is we are going to be associating your bot with the URL of your company, let's say, right? So that whenever the user sees a link, a blue link for your company, automatically we're going to be placing the bot link right there. And just like the other example, if you click here, right, you're going to be able to chat with the bot for your business right there. Right? So what we are trying to do is we are trying to actually solve the user's problem by combining the power of the web, of the web search, with bots, right? So the ranking is becoming just one. You know, we want to promote like bots and chatbots and artificial chatbots to first-class citizens when it comes to search results. When you publish your bot to Bing channel, it may take like a few days for us to put your bot through a certification process, right? So it's not going to show up automatically on the Bing search results right away. However, we do give you guys a link for you to play with your bot on Bing.com. It's a preview only mode, but that you can actually interact with that. As a matter of fact, this is one of the first bots that we have seen, and they actually published to Bing. And using this channel, you can actually go here and you can interact with the bot right there. So that just gives you a feeling of how your bot is going to be working on Bing.com. Our process may take a few days to validate your bot, but once it is validated, once it passes all the certification process, then it's going to show up on the search result. We've also been working with a couple of big names in the industry. Some of the best bots out there are the travel bots. One of the travel bots that is very popular these days is the Expedia bot. And as you can see here, when the user is searching for Expedia or Expedia bot, right, we're going to be giving the user a chance to actually interact with the bot right there. Right? So even if you search for Expedia, the chat with Expedia is going to be right there. So that way, there is no way for the user to leave the web search. You can continue with your search, and at the same time, you can start interacting with bots right there. Another big name that we are working with is HipMunk, in the same spirit as Expedia. So we're going to be onboarding more and more of these popular bots into Bing. And one thing that I want to mention here is that these our project, it really shows the power of the One Microsoft, right? Because we have these four big teams working together. The first one is the bot framework, which gives you all the tools for you to build your bot. The second one is Azure, where you can host your bot in the cloud using Azure. The third one is Bing, where we're using the power of a search engine to actually help users find your bot. And the fourth one is the Skype, because we are using the Skype web control embedded into the Bing search engine to actually power the chatting capability for your bot. Right? So it's four big teams working together so that you developers can write your bot and make it available to any user using any browser, any platform. I'm going to
finish up.
Do you want to I'm going to pass over to Michael to finish up the slides here.
Sounds good. Thanks, Marcelo. So again, the key takeaways that we hit today, Bing is the best place for discovering chatbots. Bot framework bots directly are directly integrated into Bing search results whenever relevant, so we saw that. And last, we saw some of the examples of our bot framework bots that are now third-party bots that meet Bing channel requirements that are launchable and chattable directly within our Bing search results. So just as a reminder, please complete an evaluation form. Your feedback really matters. And you can come talk with us afterwards. We hope this was valuable. And if you want to come visit us at our booth, we're back in the cognitive services area, basically kind of towards the center. Thank you.